really is. And start.
Okay, we are Siman Samech Aleph. We're continuing Hilchos Matnos Kahuna. All right, so we learned about giving the Zeroa, Lachaim, and Keva. So yes, the Chalev above and below the Keva is Chalev that's Aser to eat. You can use it, but it's Aser to eat with Kares is the Chalev, if I have it correctly, of the keshet below, and the top part, where it's the smaller inner side of the arch of the keva, that's the yeter, and that would be aser derabbanan. Okay, so that was pointed out yesterday. We spoke of correct panimis derabbanan and chitzon deraisa, 99% positive. We'll see that again shortly. And it's coming up in a later siman. Then we spoke about a suffix trefa is pater, but like we mentioned yesterday, the Kaf HaChaim writes, if it's only mitzad chumra or minhag and the kohen would eat it, then you have to give it to him, because midin, you have to give it to him, right? It's only, you're only being machmer for yourself, but you can't be machmer for someone else. And we also mentioned it's a mitzvah to separate it before you eat it. There's no specific mitzvah to be mafrish, but to give it to the kohen right away. Another reason is because there is an opinion in the Gemara, this is the Gra brings down, that there's an opinion in the Gemara that it has a din of tevel. And we don't paskin like that. It has no kedusha, and you're allowed to eat it lechatchila beforehand. But there's a mitzvah to be makayim, that opinion in the Gemara, who holds its teva. So that's why it's a maila. It's not a chiv derabanan, it's just a maila. And this will come up soon. We spoke about the kohenet. So is allowed to receive matnas kahuna, but she is a kohen kohenet, and it's not related to kedusha. So even though she's married, she still receives it. Her husband also can also receive it, because as a couple different among the Rishonim how to see it, the Ran calls it Ishto Kegufo, and some say it's Yad of the Isha is the Yad Baila is the Yad of the Isha. So it's another, it's her extended hand. Again, how to understand that, it's a little questionable, and we will see a potential Nafka Mina shortly. Well, not between them, but how it's relevant. Buying tongue from a Yisrael? So it depends who it belongs to. I mean, it depends. It's a Kohen who shechts an animal is chayev to give the tongue to the Kohen.
I'm saying go to the supermarket.
Okay, so then what is... it could be the Kohen sold it to the... that's one option. Generally speaking, what they do, and I think we'll focus on this tomorrow, is they sell a portion of the entire animal. So a portion of that tongue belongs to, for sure, if it's a goy. It could be they do a kohen. That's what we have to discuss. Maybe I'll save that for tomorrow. And therefore, it's not chaya. They find a legal loophole in the system to make it not chayav. That's in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, we'll see. I'll save the questions for later, because you're going to see all the answers as we keep reading. So let's go to Tet. Lo yachalkeim laharbe kohanim shetzarech latet lako echa davar chashuv kedei netina ela notein zroa laechad vekeva laechad ulachayim lishnayim. It has to be a matana chashuva. It has to be not so important, but something that's not, you know, when by Purim. So some people, they like to give to lots of people, so they'll buy a box of raisins and they'll give one raisin and one something to everybody. That's not appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate for Purim, but we'll save that for Purim. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Here we see it's for sure not considered a matana chashuva. Doesn't mean you have to give him the whole cow either. It just has to be Like we said, for the normal size of an animal, you have to give them an entire arm, that's the two bones, an entire keva, or the jaw you can split in half, and that means also the tongue you cut in half. That's the best part. So you can't, all right. So that's how you split the tongue. You split the jaw and you split the tongue. If you're going to do that, that's fine. That's chashuv enough. So, right, we learned by the arm, it's the two top bones, right, closer to the, attached to the shoulder from there, the first and the second. And if it's a big shor, an ox, bigger than normal, so then you're allowed to divide that up.
When you said split tongue and the jaw, you meant leave the tongue whole and
No. You cut the tongue in half and you cut the jaw in half if you want to split it. Because the tongue is the best part. How can you give only... Okay, I'll just say that the Machzita Shekel says that. Machzita Shekel says that. It'd be inappropriate to give one the tongue and then the other one loses it out. But, okay. Could be... It's not Lekulioma. Yud. Im ein sham kohen yashum hamatanos bedamim v'ochlam v'notein adamim l'kohen. Let's say there's no kohen around. What are you supposed to do? You don't have to wait. Eat it yourself. But just know, set aside money that this, the whatever belonged to the kohen, the money that was you could have that you can sell the tongue for, and whatever the matanos. That money you save, you give it to the kohen when you find them, but right now you can eat it. Again, there's no kedusha whatsoever on these matanos. So you owe him the money, you're doing it properly, so there's no issue of gezel, you're going to give it to him, and there's no, you don't have to do like meiser, there's no poda, there's no chomesh, there's no knas, it's just you separate money instead, and you can eat it right away, there's no kedusha whatsoever. Right? Anybody can eat it. Yud Aleph. Eino l'kohen lachtof ha-matanos. Avafilu lish'ol otam bepeh. Okay, so it's inappropriate. It's usher inappropriate for a kohen to go grab the matanos. Now, if he does grab it, it's his. It works. But you're not supposed to. And even it's inappropriate to ask to go up to a kohen and say that you want it for yourself. You can't go to the Baal HaBayit, to the owner, and say you want it. Kohen can't ask for it himself. And the Taz says this is what the B'nai Shmua B'nai Eli did. Wait, B'nai... It was B'nai Eli. I don't know. The Taz writes it's all B'nai Shmua. I don't know. Tarachian. But it was B'nai Eli. It was definitely B'nai Eli, that for sure. So, all right. Maybe a little... Your Girsa also says Shmuel? I don't know.
Yeah,
but it was by B'nai Eliya, the ones who did it, who took it. Anyway, so he says that they did it be-peh. I don't know. Oh, actually, it may have been Shmuel. We have to take a look because the people didn't want Shmuel to take over Tzarechian. To look inside. It could be that we know that B'nai Eli got punished because they took it. Right. But these psukim might be, it may have been that they physically took it, should have prepared better.
Right.
And it could be Shmuel just asked, the B'nai Shmuel asked for it. Either way, if you grab it and take it, or you verbally ask, maybe the Taz is Dafka that it's B'nai Shmuel. If you do either one, I think B'nai Eli actually took it. Maybe they asked. And he's saying here, that's by the kachin, which is also inappropriate. So B'nai Eli is by kachin. Okay. Anyway, everyone should review their regular learning of Shmuel, of Tanakh, and Mimachalik. This is interesting. Okay. So anyways, you don't ask for it and you don't take it. Either one is completely inappropriate. Sone matanos yechya, we know that, right? You know, it's a huge mila to be someone who doesn't accept gifts, doesn't ask and take. Ale im yitnum lo derech kavod yitlam. But you can take it if someone gives it to you derech kavod. He gives up, comes to you and gives you a proper amount. That says it's for you. Ubi zman shehim kohanim rabim b'mitbachayim. So what's now when there are many kohanim in the slaughterhouse? Right? Then the slaughterhouse is when all the Yisraelim are bringing their animals to be slaughtered. So the kohanim are hungry. The kohanim want some food for when they bring come home. So they go to the mitbachayim. So hatznuim moshchim yideim. The tznuim should not take. They should wait on the side. If a Yisrael gives it to them, great. If not, that's it. They don't take. They go home with nothing. The garganim notlim. But it's the gluttons or the inappropriate kohanim who are the one who take. In other words, if a kohen comes and takes without being given to, that's not a good thing, but he's allowed to. V'im hayat sanua zeh v'makom she'en makirin shehu kohen yitol kadei she'edu shehu kohen. However, there is one time you're new to the neighborhood and you have to prove yourself. You have to prove that you're a kohen. So therefore, it's actually good for you to have a little bit of guts, a little bit of sometimes pride is good. You should get up and take, right? Run to the front of the line and take, but just once or a couple times, just so that people know that you're a kohen. And then you should go back to being a tsanua. Okay? This doesn't take you away from being a tsanua. You're doing it for a reason. Okay. Yud bet. Hakohen yachol ochlam b'chol inyan sh'ariv alav yoter. Now the kohen can eat it however he wants. V'im ko'at mit'amim shavim etzlo yochlam tzli u'b'chardal. Now, if however you prepare it, whether it's in sauce, whether it's on a barbecue, whether it's this way, that way, however you want to do it, you pickle it first, whatever it is, that's fine. However, if all ways are equal, there's an Indian, because we see it in Tanakh, or we see it by Derech Malachim, that you should barbecue it, and then, I don't know if you barbecue it, it's been marinated in mustard, or you dip it in mustard, or you prefer to have your fancy barbecue sauce, or you serve it with a few different sauces, whatever you like, it should be done b'derech kavod. Because this is, again, we learned this is, in a sense, mamon gavoa. It's one of the matanos that Hashem decreed that the kohanim should get, so you treat it with kavod. There's an inyan of kavod, but not an inyan of kedusha. Okay, let's go on. Yeah, I said so. Derech Gedula. Okay, Gedula, Kavod, whichever language you like better. That's correct. The Shach also says the Derech Gedula. Okay, very good. The Taz, I'll just mention it real quick. It's a little bit of a drash, but it's a halachic. But he says, part of the emphasis on the previous halacha is it should be obvious. You already learned you shouldn't grab it. But the point is, even if you want to try and give it to more kohanim, don't, because you have to give a minimum amount that's derech kavod. All right, whatever. Yud Gimel. Yachol achila meklavim ulamochram velitam lagoy. It's 100% mutter lechatchila. That's the halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to eat it yourself. You're allowed to give it la'achila meklavim. You're allowed to feed it to your dogs. And you're allowed to sell it. You're allowed to give it to goyim. There's no issue whatsoever. The Shach points out the Maharshal that says it's only okay to give it to klavim if it's not ra'ay la'achila. Because it's not proper kavod to give it to klavim. Okay. That's the kohen. When he gets it, you can't. The halacha is Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to give it to your pet dogs or your dogs that work for you, but it's the Marshal Yom Shoshomo who's machmer and says only if it's not really edible anymore for people. It got spoiled a little bit. Something fell in dirt. I don't know. Okay. He's arguing. Yedalev. In his way, I think in his way. What? It's better, but you're allowed to. You're right, it is better to eat it yourself. The Iker Halacha is you're allowed to. You didn't do an Avera. But you're right. You should eat it yourself properly. There's no Isser. Okay. Yudalad. Kohen Shieshlo Makirim Shergil Mitenu. Matnoteyam. So the Kohen already knows. He's friends with these Yisraelim and he's always going to be Zochet. Yachol Lizchot Yisrael Shikablam Miyad Makirav. So he always gets it from them. So he is, it's not exactly the most appropriate thing to do, but you are allowed, the Kohen knows he's going to get it, he's allowed to tell the Yisrael he's allowed to tell a Jew to go to the Yisrael and to collect it for him and keep it. But it's because it's not the most proper, machubad way for the Kohen to deal with it, that's why it's v'davka shazoche tal michacham v'yashah d'chukalo. You do this to help somebody out. If the guy's a Talmud Chacham and he's financially strapped, he needs help, he needs some money, food on the table. So that's when it's a good thing to do. Otherwise, really the Kohen should take it himself and that's more mechubad. V'shelo yehi Kohen amezake mishak. Okay, this is we're talking about the Kohen. He works for a Baal HaBayit. So what's the halacha here? So the Kohen would get it from his master, his boss, so he works for him. Sorry about that. V'shelo yehi Kohen amezake misharit b'bayit zeh shemezake lo matana shema yizke ba'al korcho. Now, if a Kohen works for his boss, and the boss has an animal and he's shechting it, so then the Kohen is allowed to receive it, right? He's a Kohen, that's Matznas Kohuna. This Kohen, in this situation, shouldn't give it right back to his boss as a gift because we're afraid he's doing a Baal Korcho. And it's a shtickle gzela. I don't know if it's literally, but it's not. It could be he's giving it to him Baal Korcho because he's afraid he's going to lose his job. So that's... is or isn't, I don't know, but it smacks on Gzela. V'hu adin im ha-kohen mishari v'bayit baal bayit. Also, if he works for this baal bayit, so the baal bayit is shechtin, he would give the matanas kahuna to his kohen is working for him. U'mezaka le'oreach talmid chacham shemitareach b'veit rabo v'matana shiragel li'tein lo. Wait a second. What happened over here? Who are then? Yom Hakohen Mishar b'Bayit b'Beit Baal HaBayit u'Mezake le'Oreach. So too, it's a problem for the Kohen who works there to give it to an Oreach of the Baal HaBayit because it's the same thing. You're mechabed the Oreach, the guest of your boss, so that you keep your job. So again, we're afraid it's a problem. And how do we read this? Talmid Chacham. Shemitareach b'veit rabo. Can't give it to his boss.
Works for the Talmud Chacham. The second case was where the Kohen works for the Baal HaBayit and the Talmud Chacham is a guest by the Baal HaBayit.
Oh, yeah?
The three cases. Just being mezakeh somebody else.
You want to say it again one more time, louder?
There's two cases. The case where the Kohen should not be mezakeh is the first case is where the Kohen works for the Talmud Chacham.
The Kohen works for the Talmud Chacham.
All right. And the second case is where the Kohen works for the Talmud Chacham. And the Talmud Chacham is an oreach by the Talmud Chacham. It's the same idea.
Okay.
It shouldn't look like it's forced. It shouldn't look like you can't.
Okay, you can't give it to anyone that you're working for. Basically, you can't give it to who you're working for, or even if the areach of who you're working for as well. You didn't see that. You saw that. Okay. Fine. It's us to do that. Fine. Let's read on to Tetvav. Read this again at home by yourself. Okay. Let's read Tedvav. Lo natana matanas lakoin, ela achlan oiv sidan. Now, the owner of the animal, so he has to give it, right? It's a chiyuv to give it to a kohen, but what does he do? He doesn't. He decides to keep it for himself. He eats it, he ruins it, he sells it, whatever he wants to do with it. So what's the halacha? Patur midine adam. There's nothing in this world that you have to do to another. You don't have to pay. There's no one person or kohen that you pay back because you did gezeila from the shevet. You stole from the whole shevet, but it's mamon she'ein lo tovim. There's no kohen who can walk up to you and say, "Now you owe it to me," because he'll just say, "I would have given it to someone else." So there's no Beis Din can't make him pay anybody. But Lamaisa, you do have to find the coin to give money to, because you are a gazlan, and Be'etzem you are chayev to pay back the money. Just because Beis Din can't force you to give it to a particular coin, you have a moral obligation, midaraisa, to pay back to somebody else. Let's say Yedei Shamayim. It's not a chumrah. It's mi'ikar adin. Okay. It's a halachic obligation. It's a moral and halachic.
It's not.
Right. You're a gazlan. If someone does that, is a gazlan. Fine. Ted Zayin. Yisrael Shashalach HaChaveru Basar VeMatanas Bo Mutar La'achlan. So now Yisrael sends meat to somebody, and you see that there's a Zerola Chaim Akiva there, you're allowed to eat it. You can assume that he bought it from a coin, or it was never Chayiv in the first place. You don't have to worry that he's a Gazlan. And even if the guy was a Gazlan, it's even mutter to eat it anyway. So for you yourself, well, he did the Avera, and that this food is 100% Chulin. So it's 100% mutter for you to eat it, and you don't have to worry about what, right? You don't walk around the street and start accusing people of being a gazlan, or start checking on people and making it your business. What? On the gazlan, on the owner of the animal, but the one who receives it, there's nothing for him to do. He can eat it, and you don't have to worry. All right? You go to the store and you buy, you don't have to worry. Yud Zayin. The chiyuv could be on the shacht house, on the people who own the animals when they shacht it, but the slaughterhouses.
So
but
the Baal Bais himself is allowed to eat it and then just give him
off. Right.
Is even, yeah.
Even if it's a vadai, exactly. Even if it's a vadai gazon, that's what we said.
Why?
Because the Baal Bais is able to eat that food himself.
The gazon.
It's
chulin. Right, it's the gazlan's money. When someone else steals, there's a lot of thieves out on the street, unfortunately. It's not your business to start paying back everyone who lost their money. To support them. That's, you're right, you're not allowed to, but you don't have to choshesh that when you get it as a gift. But you're right, we're going to learn that you can't, that there's an isra. Okay, we'll get there in a moment, later on. I guess tomorrow. Yes, we'll do a drop more. Yud Zayin. Yeah, let's do this real quick. Yud Zayin. You know what? Maybe we'll stop because Yud Zayin and Yud Chet go well together. Let's stop.
Okay, go ahead.
Careful. Thank you.
Yeah. I've always wondered about that. So
it's like, it's my affair. It's not.